Before we pray, I just want to acknowledge, in case anyone didn't get the news this morning or the email, or this week, I mean, that Bob and Elaine Kilmer's son, Ben, that his body was found about 10 days ago now. Many of us have been praying with Bob and Elaine and Tanya, their daughter-in-law and grandkids, over the last 5 months as they've been searching for Ben. There's many unknown questions and explanations of what all has gone on, but they are thankful to have a peace, to have Ben's body and be able to have a burial. And so obviously this brings with it a traumatic, another new layer to the questions and the grief, and there's many unanswered questions, but there is a finality and an opportunity to name that he has died. And so we come to prayer, obviously, for them and for so much else. So let's pray together. Jesus, you, in your incarnation, taught the disciples to pray that the Father's name would be hallowed, that your kingdom would come and your will would be done on earth as it is in heaven. And in this and in so much else, we are people incredibly aware that the kingdom has not yet come in its fullness. The things are not all the way you intend them to be, want them to be, nor what we long for them to be. But we say that, God, in recognition that in you we have seen a vision of a world made whole. We live with an ache for the fullness of the kingdom because you have made us in this world to be alive fully and completely in you, for all things to flourish under your lordship and reign, all of creation, all people, our bodies, our souls, all things, with you at the center. And because of sin, our world is a broken place, God, and we are a broken people, our bodies, our souls, creation itself. And we live with the sting of the curse and the sting of death. We live with many questions unanswered and deep aches, deep questions, deep longing. And we come to you, God, as the one who made a good and beautiful world and the one who in the gospel gives us hope that there is coming a day when all of the curse will be taken from creation. And our bodies and all that is broken now will be made whole in you. And you will dwell at the center and the source of all things and be our heart's greatest joy and source and blessing. And so we come to you today, Jesus, in longing for the gospel. Oh, come, Lord Jesus. May your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And as we live and wait, God, for the fullness of your coming, your second coming, your final, complete coming, Lord, we ask and thank you for the gift of your Spirit today that you have not left us orphans, but we dwell in these days in a broken world in the midst of a gospel that is real and true, or you are at work and we have stories. And we see your grace and we know your grace among us here and around the world in so many places. You have not left us orphans waiting for a day when you will once again work, but you are here. And so we ask, Holy Spirit, that you would meet us in the places of our pain and grief and longing. And you would empower us, Lord, to know you and to be a part of the ongoing revelation and ministry of your grace in these days to others, Lord. We lift Bob and Elaine to you and their daughter-in-law, Tanya, and their grandkids. Bob Elaine's other daughter and their extended family, and so many of us who with them are bewildered, but they especially who are shell-shocked, God, with what has gone on and all the many unknown parts of the story. And we lift them to you, God, and ask together that you would allow them to know you in the midst of this, that you would find your ways, God, to make the reality of the gospel grow more and more in their hearts, not be diminished. That they would live with a growing, find reason to have a growing sense of hope that you are a good and faithful God, and this is not where the story ends, God. The story does not end with destruction, but with your grace, your holy action, your saving love, Lord. So we ask for your presence for them today. And we lift to you just one another in the many difficult, complicated pieces in each of our lives. Some of us in deep places of struggle that are not named and in the press or known. And we lift to you one another, God. We ask that you would dwell in our midst and make us the means of your presence for one another today. God, we pray for every week we lift to you one of our ministries or our missionaries. And today we lift to you the ministry of our daycare and preschool Wise Ways. And we thank you for the many who have served through 5 decades in the life of Wise Ways, leading it, walking with kids, loving them, caring for, connecting with parents, and all the fruit you've borne. And we lift to you the council that leads and oversees Wise Ways. We lift to you the staff. We lift to you Rosemary and her vital volunteer leadership role, and Don and his interim director role, and each of the teachers and leaders, these faithful women, Lord, who come and give of themselves in love for these kids and long for your presence and work there. And we ask today, God, once again, that you would meet them this week. We lift to you the leadership as they process through staffing needs and leadership direction, and we ask for your leading, God. They would know your wisdom, your timing, your purposes, and have faith to act on it. And we thank you for each of these kids and each of their families, and we lift them to you and ask, God, for your presence and work in their lives through their interaction with Wise Ways. Lord, as we turn to give our offering in a moment, we recognize that this is an expression of our trust in you, an investment of what you've given us toward the good and necessary things that you're doing here for the sake of our body and our life in this city and the many ministries, people, missionaries that we support. And we ask, God, you would lead us today as we give. Give us faith where giving is hard. And this is an expression of trust for you to meet our needs as we participate in sharing in the needs of others. So lead us today, God. We pray for those especially too who, for which this finances is a uniquely difficult place. And we ask together, God, you would give us this day our daily bread. We pray that for one another. Body and soul, friendship, resources, Lord, we have many places of need. We look to you, God. In your name, amen.